Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Vayeshev, Week 9, Third Aliyah. Then Yaakov tore his garments and put sackcloth on his loins and mourned for his son many days. Genesis 37:34. Why wasn't Yaakov's name changed for good? When the angel blessed Yaakov in Peniel, he said that his name would no longer be Yaakov, but Israel. Chapter 32, verse 28. The same was said in Bethel, chapter 35, verse 10, when Avram receives his new name, Avraham. The Torah never uses the previous one again. But Yaakov's case is different. The Torah calls him both Yaakov and Israel until his death. Why did the Eternal still call him Yaakov if he had told him that his name wouldn't be Yaakov anymore? This text can shed some light upon this matter. The moment in which he is mentioned before that, the Torah calls him Israel, chapter 37, verse 13. Then everything was fine, but when he receives the bad news about Yosef's alleged death, the Torah calls him Yaakov once again. It is possible that this phenomenon has to do with his spiritual situation. When his soul was in order to keep his high spirit, the Torah calls him Israel. But when he cannot keep his spirit up high, the Torah calls him Yaakov. In Genesis 45, verses 27 and 28, we can see a clear example of this reality. But when they told him all the words of Yosef, which he had said to them, and when he saw the wagons that Yosef had sent to carry him, the spirit of their father Yaakov revived. And Israel said, "It is enough. Yosef, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die." When Yaakov's spirit revived, the spirit of prophecy, the Ruach HaKodesh, operated in him again. In that moment, the Torah calls him Israel again. The patriarch's life was a constant struggle, and he made a great effort to keep his spirits up. Many times, circumstances took control of his soul, and he wasn't able to keep the spiritual elevation that he should have. In spite of having wonderful and powerful divine promises for his and his offspring's life, daily struggle and negative emotions created by adverse situations prevented him from walking in the Spirit all the time. That's why the Torah doesn't use his name, Israel, but always also did the old one, Yaakov. To put it simply, Yaakov is his natural name and Israel is his spiritual name. The wonderful fact here is that the Eternal calls himself the God of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. Exodus 3:15. This teaches us that even if this is his natural name, the Eternal is his God indeed. In spite of our father Yaakov not being able to walk in the Spirit at all times during his life, the Eternal was his God, and he fulfilled the purpose of his life. And if he could do it for Yaakov, then he can most certainly do it for us. Be encouraged, even if you can't always walk in the Spirit. The Eternal is your God. Trust him and keep seeking spiritual heights, even if you encounter days and time of adversity, and you can't perceive the spiritual realities you are yearning for. Yaakov finished in good standing with the Eternal's help, and you will too be Ezrat Hashem with Hashem's help. Amen ve'amen. Hasaku baruch. Be strong and blessed. Shalom.